Just pull up a chair, strap on your seatbelts, and we're going to go for a ride down to the Great Masquerade Party. That will be the title of our message tonight as we get into some very important discussion about the masqueraders and the masquerade party that's going on in the world. You see, ladies and gentlemen, most of the people that are in the earth are actually in bondage and slavery and oppression. Now, the satanic influence of the hidden elite, these are the serpentine race. I call them the reptilians. And they have emerged from behind the flood. We talked about the flood last week. And tonight we're going to continue our search for the true evidence of the remnants of the flood. Now, we're told and made to believe this imposterous lie that Satan has perpetrated upon Adam's kind and those who are, if you might call them, dumb sheep led astray by the error of the wicked. You see, ladies and gentlemen, once the shepherd is removed, the Bible says in the book of Amos, chapter 9 particularly, of the disbursement of the sheep, they will be scattered. And so then sheep without a shepherd will follow by natural instinct a goat, or goats, if you will, in this case, the evil ones. Now, enter Satan. Isn't it very nice and appropriate that he was back in the garden and that Christ alluded to him in the 23rd chapter of the book of Matthew? It's a powerful chapter. And the 13th chapter of Matthew, a very revealing chapter of information about the wicked one that sowed the tares. Well, ladies and gentlemen, to sow in the Hebrew means to bring forth seed. It is awesome to think, and this is where we separate the men from the boys and the chaff from the wheat, if you will, of those who are capable or able to discern between both good and evil. Now, if you don't really know what went on in the beginning, and that's why that we take the time and expense at Dr. Gary's request that I bring the hard-hitting facts. You see, I could sugarcoat it. I could bring a more appropriate message for the hour that would lock into the bell box mentality system, and perhaps we would gain more listeners, or at least have more financial support, which seems to be the rule of those who are on the airwaves preaching the gospel, not for the love of Christ, not for the truth's sake, but for filthy lucre, as Paul warned that these greedy dogs will enter in the last days. And ladies and gentlemen, we are sitting at the bottom of a totem pole. I'm talking about the lost sheep of the house of Israel who have been captured and moved in the mental range. Now listen to me very well. The spirit beings that were his in the very beginning, he will lose none. Now, let me repeat that again. The spirit beings that Christ knew from the very foundation of the world, whose names were written in the Lamb's book, they are of the house of Israel. But let me warn you here that according to the scriptures, not all Israel, or not all they that say that they are Israel, are Israel. Therefore, tonight, enter the message, the Great Masquerade Party. Now, that would involve impostors. mental deception, trickery, cunning and crafty, the snake practices. Well, the serpentine race has long been noted to be crafty and wise. Christ told us to be wise as serpents. Well, the serpent in the garden that brought forth the illicit seed or the tare that actually will be the final destruction of the earth. It is recorded in the book of Revelations that Christ will intervene with his angels, and that's also alluded to in the 13th chapter of the book of Matthew that we are actually texting from tonight, the great masquerade, the seed that says it's God's people and are not. In other words, they masquerade before you as God's people. They come before you as God's people. They have the world's sympathy as God's people. You see, we had the deception begin in the Garden of Eden before the flood. Now, after the flood, we assume if the theory of most Christians, and here's where the mental anguish, the mental masquerading begins by the enemy, by masking themselves as the true sheep or the children of God and posing as those who are holy and replacing the people that are holy but became blind through their ignorance, their fear, and their superstition and their disobedience. You see, God punishes his children. Now, if you want to know why that Israel's blind, read the 9th chapter of the book of Amos. We won't have time to really get into that. I'd love to get into that. And sometime when we teach on the disbursement of Israel and the true tribes and the true children. Now, tonight we're going to focus on the masqueraders and really identify them and bring them to you tooth and toenail. We're going to turn over every stone. We're going to uncover. We're going to pull back the masquerading mask of these imposters, these deceptors, these cunning, crafty workers of deception, and we're going to really look behind the curtain, the veil, if you will, and see who they are. Now, Christ identified these as the opposers of his message. When Christ came, he was constantly hounded by a sect called the Pharisees, Sadducees, and the scribes. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, now you're getting on the Jews. Glory to God. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there are a people, according to the Bible, and I'll have to preach what the Bible said. If it hurlips the devil and puts a kink in his back, that he could go under a closed door and never open it. And that's basically what has happened. The devil has entered in unaware. He's actually blinded the true believers and condemn them for their conscience sake of being transgressors. You see, he's the accuser of the brethren. And by condemnation, we hang our head down through natural instinct as lost, dumb, blind, ignorant, pitiful, poor, wretched sheep of the pasture. But oh, how our Father loves us. Though a mother forget her sucking child, yet will I not forget my people Israel. Oh my heavens, I feel the anointing that the true and the sheep of the eternal purpose and the intentions of Almighty God shall be accomplished to the scattering of the holy people. Now, I'm not talking about those who profess to be Jews according to Revelations 2 and 9 and 3 and 9, as the masqueraders. These are the ones I want to identify as the true Antichrist enemy of righteousness. Oh yes, they've entered in unaware, corrupted the minds of the innocent, promoted filth, pornography, Hollywood, humor, anything that smacks of entertainment, because you see, sheep love to be entertained. The Bible says lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Only Israel is designated and commanded to love God the Father. Only Israel. The book of readings and collection of script, holy as it may seem, is written to, for, and about only one people in the earth. That's the true sheep of the lost sheep of the house of Israel that were scattered abroad, and now with lost identity, are now in the last days answering the call. God is sending forth men of bravery, men of, if you will, ability to know the scriptures and will not succumb to the tradition of man and will not, for the love of money, preach the gospel to the house of Israel. This is coming to you tonight by men who have sacrificed their lives and their monies and their materials to supply this old pastor with the ability to reach out tonight through the airwaves of the magic of transmitting my voice around the world on WWCR 5070. We're replayed on Saturday night around 10 p.m. on 3.210. Check the local listings and times for a replay of this message. If you happen to miss it, or if you'd like to have a copy, all you got to do is contact us tonight and we'll give you an update of what we're talking about here, the true blues versus the masqueraders. Now, a people that claim to be God's people but have won the support of the world by being Antichrist. Can you imagine? You see, Paul identified the Antichrist in that day that hunted him down and persecuted him from city to city, hounded him in the book of Acts. If you'll just go, you'll see who it was that was persecuting, hounding, accusing, falsely accusing, changing, wrangling, changing Paul's testimony, false witnesses, lies. Ladies and gentlemen, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, the unction of the Father, does not lie and pervert the truth of the gospel to anyone. And yet this has been going on for the rock of ages, and yet people now sympathize with these people as God's chosen people, when in reality they are the masquerading demons right from the center of eternal hell. These are the snakes, the reptilians, the wicked, the tares, the bundles to be burned people, that in the end will meet their Waterloo at the coming of the mighty ones as they come in Matthew 13 to gather together the elect. But first, let me assure you, the word of God is forever settled in heaven and nothing can be added to it and nothing taken away. That first are the Christians, these bell-box mental, these poor, miserable, wretched, 90% of them Israelites, who have a mental part of their brain in the foyer of the churches, sitting dead, twice dead and plucked up by the roots, in these dried up last year's bird's nest sanctuaries of stained glass and mortar, to listen to the drumming beat of the hypnotic ministers of Satan, who have transfigured themselves into angels of light, professing themselves to be wise, they become fools and become worshippers of the creatures of the deep lagoon. We're talking about the reptilian, Satan, the master serpent of the reptilians, and many are the fallen angels, and many will be deceived by these evil ones. Now, ladies and gentlemen, these masqueraders control most of the government. Oh my. Let me repeat that for you and warn you that most of these masqueraders now, if you look in their eyes, you can see the serpentine look. Oh, they're smooth. They're crafty. They appear before you as God's people. Oh my. But they are inwardly raven wolves. They appear, Christ spake of them. Indeed, he said, they appear beautiful outwardly. Oh, they have a mind. They're superior. They have great educations. They're doctors, lawyers, merchants, and bankers, financiers, pawn shop owners, jewelry store owners. They control, actually, the entertainment all over the earth. The entertainment centers, the TV, radio stations, they control 95% of all of the airwave media exchange that goes into the minds of the poor, wretched, miserable sheep, the lost sheep, the deceived sheep, if you will. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war here of genetics, and we're losing fast a declining genetic input of Christ, and those who are his are now becoming fast the minority. We never was the majority, by the way. We've always been outnumbered. We always will be. Christ has a remnant. I hope and trust tonight that your spirit, mind, and body, and soul will be preserved blameless at the day of his coming, which is just now beginning to be hurled across the heavens with great signs and wonders, as we are now in the most troublesome times that has ever been upon the face of the earth, and ever indeed, by the grace of the living God, will be. We are in perilous times, according to the word. Occupied governments across the world are now in control with the reptilian agenda to enslave, to encapsulate, if you will, to imprison. Oh yes, some of you will be put to prison. Some of you will be put to death. Some of you will be persecuted from city to city. All in the name of Christ. Oh my, how deception shall deceive, shall deceive the very elect with these masquerading partygoers who are eating, drinking, and being merry at the expense of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Oh yes, we have let down our guard. We have let this nation go, not to pot, but to a controlled reptilian race that is posing as God's people, where they get special favors and sympathies from all the people of the world, and it's brought to you in care of the Falwells, the hens, and all these marvelous TV evangelists that support this Zionist cause across the earth, giving heed that they themselves are great ones, and that they have the last word and the great authority on the word of God, when they don't know enough Bible to save themselves, let alone those that they deceive. Beware of them that come to you in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly raving wolves. These, oh glory to God, these shall receive the greater damnation. Oh, hell is a wonderful place. I'm so thankful that God created a place where that Satan and his angels and his deceptive ones and the reptilian offspring, the tares, and all those that he has deceived shall suffer the wrath of the mighty God, the everlasting Father, and the Prince of Peace. Oh my, hallelujah, because Almighty God will require at that age, at that date, at that time, the final closing chapter of all the blood, the righteous blood from Abel to Zacharias and to the present day last day prophets, who will, by the way, receive the greatest tribulation and time of trouble. You say, well, the past was horrible. I wouldn't want to live in them days back there when they took God's people away and bound them in captivity and they were in slavery. Ladies and gentlemen, if you believe that, then you believe the last days will be reserved for a time of trouble for the house of Israel and the true prophets of Almighty God, who are the forerunners, to warn you to flee from the wrath to come of the great and the mighty and the righteous God, who is filled with indignation, and that the blood of the righteous saints has come up before him, and the cries and the pleas of everyone that's been beheaded in the guise of God's holy people, who are masquerading as God's children, and in fact are the very snakes and serpents that will make hell their eternal home. Oh my, hallelujah. Don't you know, ladies and gentlemen, that we are in a perilous time of enslavement? That the New World Order is now at its closest point to where Satan, the reptilian, the behind-the-scenes masquerader, who appears evil, who was in the forefront, if you will, of all of the founding organizations of the National Organization of Women, the Liberation, which now has turned this country into a bunch of bumbling idiots, couch potatoes, and dumbed-down Christians sitting in bell boxes, paying to have their souls doomed eternally and sent to hell under the name of Christianity. And it's a shame, as the masqueraders are laughing all the way to hell with their souls. The ignorant, the unlearned, the fearful, and the superstitious who will never enter in, and those that turn back with them and compromise and join, when the scripture says to come out of her, my people, Southern Poverty Law Center, the JDL, the ADL, the ACLU, the AIPAC, the American Israeli Political Action Committee, Brene Brith Committee, the Jewish Lobby, the World Zionist Organization, Jewish Bund, the Weston Hall Center, the SDS, and on we go for the organization that's been organized along with the destruction of all of the white Aryan Christian nations that are now at the brunt of receiving the final enslavement that was prophesied at the Book of Amos that we alluded to for the foundational base of this message of the masquerade party. Of they that say they're God's people and come before you as God's people. They sit before you as God's people, but they are truly not God's people. They are reptilian transposers that have transformed themselves into angels of light and ministers of righteousness. Oh yeah, they talk a good talk. They indeed appear holy. Oh, they have the noble cause of humanity in their mind when they speak of freedom and liberty that they promise you. They themselves are servants of the corruptible reptilian race of Cain, and therefore they'll have no mercy when at last the snake, the adder, bites the soul of those who are unsusceptible and those who are not suspecting by killing those who are true, thinking that they're doing God a service. This is deception at the highest level, and it's a masquerade party all the way to hell. By eating and drinking and being merry, as they was in the days of Noah, so shall they be in the coming of the Son of Man. What was happening in the days of Noah? Well, let me quickly refresh your memory with this statement from the 8th, the 9th, and the 10th chapters of the book of Genesis, where we were last week at the flood stage, when Noah, the last one in his race. Now look up the word generation in the Hebrew. It's not the Greek word. It is not the English word of generation. It means race, ethnic race. So the ethnic race of Noah, whatever seed he was from, and we assume he was from Adam, being a descendant of Adam and Seth, and in the 10th generation we find the last generation of those who were from that bloodline. Now think about this. Only 8 souls were left unscathed by the advancement of the mixing of Genesis chapter 6. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a gap time issue that we need to address, and we believe purposely it has been taken out of the Bible, that the earth may be, perhaps is, and by historical evidence, much older than Christians who religiously follow the timeline of Adam and say that the earth was created approximately 6,000 years ago. This is the lie, again, of the serpent, as they have taken certain text out of the Bible. Oh, you say, Pastor Buddy, they would not dare to tamper with God's holy word. Let me say this, ladies and gentlemen, under the inspiration of the Spirit of Yahweh right now, that in the last chapter of the book of Revelations, your Messiah, if he is by chance your Messiah, if you are seeker of truth, if you're able to accept the fact that Satan can change the love letter that God wrote, just like he changed the genetics in the garden, before Adam knew Eve, before Yahweh ever got in the picture, Satan changed the intended genetic offspring from a son of Yahweh to a son of Satan. Therefore, if he's capable and able of slipping in unaware, of doing those things in the garden and bringing a tear into the world, you can believe for one thing, it survived the flood and is now masquerading as the people of God. They have won through major manipulation of media mind control. Oh, they were 6 million of those precious people of God killed by Hitler in the German Aryan people, those horrible Nazis. And we've made them believe that 6 million of them died when it's been proven time after time that that is a lie that's been fabricated from the pits of hell that never happened. There were over 50 million German people massacred by the Allied forces with intentional destructive bombing at the urging of, guess who? Mr. Roosevelt, a Jew himself, and his director of the Allied campaign of the five major armies that fought in Germany, Mr. Ike Eisenhower. Both of these were from the reptilian race that masqueraded to perpetrate destruction on this great nation and fabricate the lies through media control. And what a job they have done, hands down, hats off, curtain call to the mind control mechanisms that work beautifully. And even today, the sympathies lie with those who never died. But we've made to drink from the cup of the filth of her abomination and her lies and her false accusations. You see, the Aryan race is the most gentle, loving, kind people upon the earth. And yet, the Bible says for us to not mix or mingle with anyone in our nations. Wherever we went, we were to remain loyal and righteous in our generations, as Noah remained righteous in his race of the ethnos of the Gentile. The word Gentile in the New Testament, again, we have, they hide the truth. They change certain words, just like they change the word Satan is a master media control operative from Genesis chapter 3. Oh my, he knew how to manipulate, and he also knew how to lure the children of Israel, the children of Adam, if you will, away from the agricultural aspects of the worship of Yahweh into the cities where that they could be turned into Sodomites, just as it was in the days of Sodom and Gomorrah. So shall it be in the last days when the wrath of God is revealed by fire from heaven against ungodly men who now encourage homosexuality and perversionness across the earth and mandated to be in the elections or into the mandated laws of our now government, which is so liberal with our Continental Congress, which is a joke, which is our Constitution, which is a joke. Even Canada is joining Sweden now. All these nations are passing laws to protect homosexuality, and this is a reptilian perversion of the masqueraders who hide behind the closed doors and our government institutions are filled with these reptilian scum that are there now perpetrating all these lies and pumping them out in the media mass exchange where the minds of the simple sheep are turned aside and go astray. Remember Lot's wife as she was fleeing the wrath of Almighty God as he brought the eternal fire of fire and brimstone down upon Sodom and Gomorrah, and he will do it again when he cleanses the earth. And my heavens, how appropriate it will be when the fire falls. And if you've got insurance protection, I'm not talking about the Rock of Prudential, and you know who owns that. And Mutual of Omaha, you know who owns that. Ladies and gentlemen, we are in a war, this is a revival. It's last call before the last light goes out in the city of righteousness when we all turn to perversionists as it was in the days of Noah, unless we get a hold on reality, unless we pull down the mask of deceit and deception and look behind the masqueraders for who they really are, until we get a vision from the Spirit, until we face up to the truth as Christ alluded in John 8:44, you are of your father the devil, and the works of your father you will do. You were a liar from the beginning, as he was, and he was a murderer, Cain's seed, fathered by Satan from the womb of Eve. Oh my, what a shame. It's even a shame for me to even bring it up, that our mother Eve was so gullible. But you can remember one thing. The Bible says that Satan, knowing that Adam could not be deceived, and the Bible said Adam was not deceived. The woman being deceived was the weaker vessel, Paul said. And as she was beguiled by the craftiness of Satan, in 2 Corinthians, it alludes to that the beguiling is the fornication techniques that Satan encouraged her to fornicate against her husband Adam, and to mix her genetics with the serpentine race, now called the reptilians, who are masquerading in the earth today. They love blood. Or their father Cain loved to bring blood. Christ said he was a devil and a liar from the very beginning. John chapter 3, verse 12. Read it and weep for those of you who are thinking that Eve ate an apple. How ridiculous, how foolish, how Sunday schoolish can the house of Israel be? And it's time to wake up. It's time to raise from sleep. It's time to come to the table of meat and eat the steak. Oh my, Rip Van Winkle, Israel is still asleep. And the crafty hypnotists of the masqueraders feeding them the filthy garbage of we're God's chosen people and you all are dumb Gentiles. That masquerade party is about to end. The truth is out. And these leaders, these conspirators, these power lords, these Holocaust perpetrators, these media lies, this discussion that we're having tonight is all to indicate that the atrocities of those who call themselves Jews and are not. We're talking about from Lenin, who formed the communist government and destroyed the Aryan czars of Russia, the great ones, the mighty ones, the ones that had the wealth, the power, and the gold, and the people prospered. You say, well, why was Lenin so popular? They believed the lie. They bought into the lie that everybody would share. Ladies and gentlemen, the only one that shared in communist Russia was the elite of the party that sat at the top of the pyramid, and then they killed the golden goose that laid the golden egg, and when they destroyed that, they turned their face west toward America. And they infiltrated through our neighbor to the north with a liberal Canadians, the Chinooks, the French, the British, who allowed immigration long before America, and now it's rampant that we are being flooded with the illegals, the aliens, the immigrant, these ones that are coming in are the strangers that will rape your daughters and loot the land and eat up as the cankerworm and the caterpillars that was spoken of in the Bible. These are the ones that will ruin this nation as they did Russia. It's an agenda from the international banking and financial manipulation centers to pit the sheep of Israel from one nation against the other, and that they may fight and destroy themselves, being ignorant of the masquerader's plan and conspiracy of the learned elders of Zion, which if you would read the book, you would be amazed at how perfect the plan is being enacted, and they call it a forgery. If it's a forgery, it is one of the most prophetic forgeries that's ever been written from the hand of man. And it was made known in the early 1800s in Russia and published first there to warn their people of what could happen in 1917, which actually did, when Lenin and Tversky and all of the communist Jews moved in and set up their kingdom and systematically destroyed over 100 million of the fine, loyal Aryan Russian race. And not one word is said in the controlled media of the atrocities of Stalin and Lenin and Tversky and all of the henchmen that were Jewish in their nature, posing as God's chosen people who were crafty but snakes and love blood and killing and maiming, which is their sole purpose on the earth, is to kill, steal, and destroy. Ladies and gentlemen, you may not like this message. If you don't, why don't you please go get in a bell box and stop up your ears from hearing the truth, as they did when the Apostle Paul and all the apostolic fathers was stoned for preaching against the same reptilian race that Christ spoke against in the 8th chapter of the book of John, 8:44. Christ said again, "You are of your father, the devil, and the works of your father you will do." He was a liar and a murderer, showing you that they were seed offspring tares from the house of Cain. And you say, "Well, Pastor Buddy, how could that be when Christ himself alluded there in the 39th verse that they were Abraham's seed?" Well, ladies and gentlemen, there is where the masquerade begins. You see, Satan is so deceptive, and he knows the art of genetic warfare. He knows it better than anyone. He's a well-trained geneticist, and he went to work early on in transference of genetics into righteous seed. By doing that, he pollutes. In other words, if you pollute the head of the spring where the fountain of water gushes forth, then everything that drinks below will be polluted. So the river of life, humanity, then, that sprang out of the Garden of Eden, and we talked about the four rivers that came forth, one of those was a polluted bloodline from Satan, which is now thriving at the head of all the governments of the earth, none excluded. Especially in the countries where the lost sheep of the house of Israel carved out of the wilderness and paid it for it with their lives and their souls and their blood to build a country of prosperity, where Satan comes in unaware, creeps in, fills the profession, the schools, and turns it into a liberal fabrication of communist manifesto ideals that's planted in the minds of the people that we should go along with these liberal covenants and do away with our Constitution, do away with our Bible, do away with God, do away with the Word God, can't even pray anymore in a public place. And as Judge Moore said in Montgomery, Alabama, it is a shame that our federal judges have ruled now to hide the Ten Commandments from the face of the people that stand in the courts of justice for justice. Ladies and gentlemen, it's wake-up time. The masquerade party is at its height. There's nothing left for her to go. She can't climb any higher than the final destruction of America. And unless we get a bead, unless we get a hold, unless we pray, unless we repent, unless we call on the great name of the Almighty God and repent of our sins and turn from our transgressions and quit petting and sleeping with the snake. You know, it's an awesome thing to think that we have laid down with the serpents and got up with a mixed multitude, as it was in Exodus chapter 12, verse 38, where that Israel itself had came out of Egypt with this mixed multitude. So you know why Christ said that he knew they were Abraham's children? Simply because they mixed with Abraham's seed. We're talking about the seed of Judah and the seed of Simeon. And if for reference, go to the 46th chapter of the book of Genesis and look particularly at the 10th verse and the 46th. In the 46th chapter, the 10th verse, and the 12th verse in particular, and read where that these Israelite men, these sons of Abraham, Isaac and Jacob, so therefore they were Abraham's seed, but they had a mixed race beginning in Genesis 46:10, even before Israel went into captivity in Egypt, we had this mixed seed who became the Sadducees, and the Pharisees, and the scribes who loved the chief seats in high places, infiltrated the government and went to the people as God's people, set before the people as God's people. Ladies and gentlemen, you know what one of the greatest lies was? Let me show you how deceptive they were. You see, at the time of the temple there, the one that Herod built, they were having the sons of Israel, the sons of Abraham, the true blues, to come down to Jerusalem to worship at the temple, claiming, as they was in the laws, of the particular laws of the Pharisees, who were in charge of the Sanhedrin court and the operation of the temple and the collection of all the money. Oh, the money changers were very, very well present to exchange. That's why Christ whipped them and drove them out. The scumbags, they're still in the treasuries today of the temples of America and Great Britain and Canada and Australia and Germany and all the countries that are in the North Scandinavian, Denmark, and Switzerland, and those countries where that the wealth of the mighty has been laid up for the day of judgment, where they shall cast their silver and gold as they have robbed the sheep, the blind, the ignorant, the fearful, the superstitious, the mind-controlled, the grooved people of mind control. Is what the sheep of the house of Israel, sitting in the bell box Sunday after Sunday, swearing and proclaiming that the masqueraders are God's chosen people, when in truth and lie they are the very serpents of hell and the children of hell, twice children of hell, made to be taken and destroyed in the fire, natural brute beast. Ladies and gentlemen, how far must we go? How long shall the preacher preach? How long shall we pipe to you, and you, in your indifference or your fear, turn away from the truth, from hearing the word? We need your help. We need you to join us in the fight for truth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out here on the front lines taking the truth to the enemy. There's one thing that the snake does not like, and it's truth. You say, well, that's why that I don't want to get involved, Pastor Buddy. You know, it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of living God. And the way you preach, you know, you're probably not going to live long. They'll probably come and kill you. So what? Almighty God is able to raise up out of a stone a voice to speak through a dumb jackass. He can use anything that will stand up in the day of righteousness, and yet he desires to speak through his prophets, and his prophets without fail, who have given their righteous blood from Abel to Zacharias, from Zacharias to the millions of those who have been killed under the guise of democracy and communist manifestos. These are the ones that will raise in the judgment and condemn you for being apathetic, stopping up your ears, indifferent, fearful, and disobedient to the mighty word of God and the call of the prophets who are pleading with you to give us help. We need your tithes and we need your offerings. If you don't want to join, send the money to us. We'll fight the battle for you. If you will help, you will be participating in one of the greatest revealings of the masqueraders who pose as God's people and are not. You can help by sending your tithes and offerings to the Shepherd's Call Ministry, here at Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. Oh, you say I'm on a limited income? Of course you are.
I just don't have any money, Pastor Buddy.
Of course you don't. What do you think I've been preaching for the last hour? You have agreed with your enemy. You've laid with a bed of snakes. You've laid down with the dogs. You've mated. You have transformed yourself into the snakes that made you victims of the masquerade party. Repent! There is hope, there's time. Turn around, change your way, repent. The Bible said, call upon me in the day of trouble. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I've done alluded to the great time of trouble that's spoken of in the book of Jeremiah, chapter 30, verse 7. There shall be and is now a time of trouble. We are in a genetic warfare. We are now being subverted and systematically destructed in our genetics to where that in as it was in the days of Noah, there will only be a few saved as it was Noah and his race, who represented, eight souls represented the remainder of those chosen by Almighty God Yahweh, who intervened for a remnant seed to be saved. And for the punishment of those who disobeyed in the house of Israel that was established to be a theocratical government to operate under the divine laws of Yahweh and the constitution of the law, not the democratic principles of mob rule or some communist manifesto where we bought into this liberal. Oh my, have we been brainwashed? We call good evil and evil good. We got so dumb and so blind and so backward and so ignorant that we'll just like a bunch of little baby birds sitting in a bird's nest, we'll open our mouth to anything that falls from the sky and swallow it hook, line, and sinker. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Hosea 4 and 6. Don't you think it's time that the destruction of God's holy people ceased? Or now that we are at 10% of the world's population and we're fading fast, don't you think that those who were to bless all of the earth and to subdue it are now in a struggle for the very survival of their own self because Satan, the crafty one, the masquerader, has took advantage of our sympathies and our dumbness? Sheep are dumb. Sheep are gullible, sympathetic, and now we're blind. Oh, the punishment that God has imposed upon his people, the mighty ones, those who are to be the elite, those who are the precious seed, those who Christ loved good enough to give his own life for, those who will stand in the hedge and make up a wall of opposition in the last days. It only takes a few. One can chase 1,000, and two can put 10,000 to flight. We shall rise up on the wings of an eagle and do all things through Christ. One angel can stand by my side and I can slay 10,000 or 100,000 just by myself. Think about the empowerment. You say, oh, Pastor Buddy, you know, they did that at Waco. That was a test of your resolve by mind controlling Mr. Koresh, who the own community said he was a good man, and all that thing he done, he had a little harem going and had it going his way, and he began to think he was something when he was nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not interested in pooling up and gathering up and get a stockade or a camp of the saints to fight against Babylon. We want to destroy Babylon with the truth, not with guns and swords and staves. It's the truth, a pen that's mightier than the sword. Oh, yeah, there'll be a day coming, but that will be the intervention of the divine ones who, one, came down one night, and while Israel slept, proving that Almighty God does not need flesh to fight his battles, slayed 185,000 in the camp of the enemy, and 185,000 that night perished at the sword of one angel. And yet you worry and fret who's going to win this war when the final verdict is in. You read the last chapter, beware of them that change the word, beware of them that add to it, beware of them that take from it. But the Bible said rightly divided, and you are afraid that we're going to lose, and you want to be on the winning side with the enemy over here in the bell boxes with your mind closed and your brain in part in the foyer where you hang your hat, you hung your brain. You can't wait to get out to see the favorite ball games on Sunday as the pros play. You can't dare to go to church on Saturday because that's when the college plays. It's our guys against your guys, and you know who guys I'm talking about, the NFL. Billions of dollars is spent in eating and drinking and being merry and entertainment. More money is spent on renting filthy movies than it is to preach the gospel around the earth of truth. Oh, yes. You say, well, Pastor Buddy, looks like you just give up and reel in your line and go home. You ain't going to fish. You ain't going to win nobody. You're nobody's going to listen to your message. You're too hard. Won't you lie to us and tickle our ear? I'll tell you one thing. At the gate of eternal, when I stand there as a witness against those who have been piked to and didn't dance and those that's been preached to and didn't repent, Almighty God will have a viable, credible witness that didn't succumb to the world and the filthy lucre of the bell box and the cemeteries that offer you great salaries and incentives to come and preach the doctrination of the Serpentine Masquerade Party. Preach the truth to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. Well, let me close out here. Let me give you my phone number. I'm live here tonight. Praise Yahweh. This is, for your information, we are live and direct, and we are in the 21st day of the month of September. We're coming up on the Feast of Tabernacles very soon in Andrews, North Carolina. Call for information. Help me and help them. Tell them that you hear Pastor Buddy. Preach the truth for one time in your life. Acknowledge the truth, and the truth will make you free. Call me tonight, area code 423-626-2172. Let me give it quickly, 423-626-2172. Call me. I'm waiting on your call. Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box, 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, the zip 37824. We're waiting to hear from you. We need your support. We appreciate you helping us. Your words of encouragement. We love you. We pray for you. And Yahweh bless you. We'll see you next Sunday night on WWCR Worldwide. You're listening to the station with the voice that goes around the world, Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. We'll see you next Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Until then, Yahweh bless you, and don't attend the masquerade party.